You hear that every time.
Yeah, man. Welcome back to the Spoken Word Podcast. It's me doing the intro for once. I'm with my co-host, Jay the Great, Jay the Comedian.
J-O.
Anything else? J-O, Fitness Jay. Everything.
What's the other one? There'll be more next week.
how you doing, bro? How you doing? I haven't seen you in so long. I haven't recorded in about 2 weeks, I think. I ain't seen you in person. And then guess what? I'll go for a little late night shop this evening, and I bump into you in the aisle in Tesco's.
Yeah, man. It's funny where I was thinking this the other day, like where you just meet people all of a sudden. But you know what's funny, obviously, because you live right near the Tesco. I was told it. I don't know how true this is, but my dad told me this. He said apparently you're more likely to meet people that have no affiliation to a certain area than people that actually live in there. You're more likely to see people that are not from the area than people that actually live there.
Yeah, that's very true, man, because I've seen so many people in my area that are actually not from my area. And I saw basically my girlfriend at times, my ex, obviously.
Yeah.
She lived in the same area as me, like on the other side of my area. And this was like, five and a half years ago. And I never saw an area.
Yeah, so that was your first time, wasn't it? First time.
And I saw her back in July in Tesco, isn't it? I was like, I ain't seen him in like 5 years. And you live in the same area as me, and I just see you randomly in Tesco.
Wait, when did you see her? 2021?
Yeah, July, like 2 months ago.
Wow. That's mad.
Like 2-3 months ago. Yeah, it was end of July. I think that it was like before, I think, her birthday's like early August. I think it was probably the day, it was like July 31st, so she was probably like shopping, something for her birthday. And but it was mad, so I'm like, I've never seen you. And I'm like, no, you've seen her. Someone else has seen her, but I've never seen her. I saw her parents one time, like 2-3 years after. A year and a half after. I was at some train station. But her dad's like 6'6", 6'7", bro. He didn't even see me, fam.
6'6", 6'7".
Yeah, he's mad tall, man. So I just like walked around him, basically.
Is he heavyweight?
So, yeah. Nah, he was quite a skinny guy. He's quite skinny. He had like hair. I'm not too sure now, but back then he had like health problems, innit?
Oh, yeah. I hope he's all right.
Yeah, man. A little trip down memory lane.
Yeah, man. Honestly, yeah. So, yeah, you saw me, bro, because I was really and truly, I wasn't even supposed to be here. I was still meant to be up.
Oh, you've been from little UK tour, bro, up and down the country, bro.
Yeah, man. Bro.
I've seen this guy. Like I said, I ain't seen your time. I've seen your Instagram stories. Man's in Orpah. Man's in Central. Man's in... I saw you was in Essex the other day, outside.
Barking.
Oh, you was in Barking. You started in Essex, yeah. And then I see Newcastle. I'm like, what is this guy doing?
Yeah, man. This also, I came back. So I Newcastle, and I came back. Came back a bit early. So obviously that's why you saw me yesterday. But yeah, Newcastle, man. Like out of all the places I was going to, man, I've always wanted to go to Newcastle. We and a few other people need to go hit them. Sorry, I'm filming.
why do you make it so big?
No, because
you make it so big.
Comments. Oh, yeah, sorry, what I was saying.
It's annoying. I don't trust myself.
No, but you know what it is? It's because the reason why you have to make it bait is because they're not even gonna like. They're not gonna like make it subtle that they interrupt. They're gonna look and they'll look at you and they'll ask a question and like, for God's sake, man. So you can't just ignore it.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? That doesn't happen often, innit? Yeah. Well, I say.
I was in Newcastle,
innit? Yeah. And obviously, yeah. The accents, they sound. It's real, bro. It's real. I wanted to frame the accent, man. I wanted to frame it and take it home with me.
Mm.
Right. Honestly.
Blah, blah. Get scared Martin. I can't know, bro. My accent's sucking it, bro. But yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Way out, lads. Way out, way out.
That's what I'm saying. We, me, you, and a few other people, we need to hit it up for social, because I heard that the social life there is mad crazy. We need to go there like one day. Obviously, I wasn't there for those reasons, but yeah. And obviously, on up there, yeah, bad news. Steve Bruce gets sacked. I feel like I cursed him with a new Newcastle takeover.
Yeah, that's mad, bro. That's a whole conversation.
Yeah, that's another conversation. But yeah. People experiences, man. Like obviously London. Like, bro, I feel like you said there was you see me in Upperton, then this place and that place. Bro, London is London at the end of the day, man. It's the same. It's not exciting about it, bro. But from if you go from like I don't know, Portsmouth to Leeds, that's another story or something. That's more fun. Yeah.
Yeah. You get attached to certain areas, fam. So now, fam.
I'll get attached to certain areas. What are you telling the audience, man? What are you talking about? Attached to certain areas.
Hold on.
But let me touch on that, actually. I feel like when you're traveling around, you start to, you know, when you start getting a feel that this is a bit of you. There's some places that you probably like, yeah, that you haven't been to before. And then you know when something, you go somewhere, and then you just like, you feel like this, you could easily like settle here. Or like, do you remember the show we done at the beginning of the year, Can You Live Abroad? Remember that? Yeah, we done that show obviously. And then people, because I don't think it's something that people consider it about. I feel like when we live like, we're born and we grew up in a, I feel like with us, yeah, with people, not us specifically, I don't know about you, but with people that we get, we can be very closed when we're like born and bred in a certain area, isn't it? And then we'll start saying, "Nah, this is home. Like, but you're just saying that because you're from there. Like, do you know what I mean? But sometimes when you go about the place, even if it's in the same country, there's some place that you could actually live and settle, because who knows, you may have to move out. You may have to move from where you're from one day. Do you know what I mean? And the reason why I'm saying that, the reason I'm going to say that before we get into like the other topics, yeah, because I feel like this is a conversation. Obviously, it's not about going abroad, but it's like it's just even staying like within the UK, for example. Like, I don't know about you, how often do you think people are moving away from where they grew up? Because my cousin and my auntie, and my two cousins, they, for example, they moved to Ipswich. They didn't know anybody there. And they moved there because real estate properties and all that kind of stuff, they're ridiculous in like London as an example. Sometimes you may have to go there because you're going to get a lot for your money, and the things that you want may not necessarily be the best that's available to you where you currently are. So if we all this mentality that, oh, I'm moving here, let's just stay out of doorstep, let's just stay here and there, you could be missing a trick. So it's funny you say that, oh, I get attached to certain areas. Do you know what? I do fall in love with certain places I go to, and some places I dislike. But like, you do, when you start seeing us, sometimes you can get similarities to where you're from, or just somewhere else. It's not always completely different. I mean, it is completely different, but it's not. You can still get the same kind of feelings that you have from where you're from and somewhere else, and you might be better off somewhere else. So I feel like people, I would encourage people to explore a bit more.
Yeah, man, I thought like I was going to dive into the property ladder subject and all that, man. I was like, right, I thought we were talking about something else, but yeah.
No. The reason why I said that, because I always give the example, that you said about attached to certain areas and feeling. I was like, sometimes you may be better off somewhere else that you're not actually from. Yeah, within your own country, not necessarily going abroad. That was you showed that really in this morning, but sometimes you're traveling, you could be traveling. And it's not that you're intentionally you're not going out your way just to travel for the sake of traveling like across the country. You could be doing it for all kinds of reasons. You could be like, I don't know. You could be, let's say, for example, you're a music artist and you're doing tours and you're just and it requires you to travel. Like Stormzy's got a show coming up soon, isn't he? He's gonna go to Bournemouth. He's gonna go to, obviously doing one in London, obviously at the O2. He's going to this place, that place, that place. When you start traveling for other specific reasons, you might stumble across somewhere and you're like, you know what? This place is calm. I wouldn't mind being here. Like, you know, Chucky's obviously show online. I mean, one show he done, because you know he DJs and everything. He's like one place he wouldn't mind living in. Obviously, it's not for me personally. He said he wouldn't mind like living in Liverpool. Because when you're going there for other reasons, you keep finding yourself at certain places. You might develop a certain vibe and be like, you know what, this place is actually cool. I could settle here if I had to leave where I'm from for whatever reason, and it was for more beneficial. That's a new door open. Do you understand that? And that's why I gave the example that yeah, they left because the properties in London were ridiculous. Even at the time that they left, I think they moved in. When did they move? I want to say like 2008. Well, I could be wrong. Yeah, but at least that's when you know the crash happened, that crisis, world crisis, economic crash. Houses were ridiculous or something. They moved, and then the price they got the house for, I don't know exactly how much they got it for. You wouldn't get nothing like that in London, so it required them to go outside, go somewhere else. So this traveling thing, you're doing it without even realizing it, man. But I think it's great.
Oh, fuck me! I wish I never said you got a touch. I can't,
no, bro. No, bro. No.
You bring up some good points here. No. I just wanted to. Fuck me, bro. You know, have you watched the overlap with Gary Neville? Jamie Carragher. There's a bit where there's Man City fans talking. Yeah, and Carragher's like, "Will you shut the fuck up?" I felt like saying that to you right now. I was like, fuck me, bro. Man, let's get on to the subject, yeah? That's what the people came for, man. Yeah?
The people, no, that was it. The people don't know what we're coming for. We come to a few things, not just one thing. Yeah. I thought I'd touch on that.
You brought some really good points.
No,
that's what you normally do.
I was gonna touch, the reason I touched on it because you mentioned us, you've been here and there. And obviously some people that watched the show would have saw me in this place, I just thought that I would just give them a few...
A little rundown.
Well, I didn't even give them the rundown as to why I was there necessarily, but I just thought like it's actually a good thing. And you said that you like certain places. I was like, yeah, cool. This is what you could take from it. I feel like with this show, yeah, what we do, sometimes I like to give a little few insights here and there of what I learned from doing certain things without even realizing it. That's my main point. So it's not even about what I did. If it's something else, I just feel like you're learning stuff without even realizing you're learning stuff. When you look back on it, you're like, you know what? I've actually learned something big here. But yeah, we'll get on to the subjects that we are going to discuss as well. So yeah, hit me up.
About fucking time. Bro, free speech, bro. Yeah, these Netflix protests, man. You haven't watched the Dave Chappelle stand-up, have you?
I didn't watch it, but I've heard about some stuff.
Yeah. Well, you've done a stand-up recently for Netflix. Came out about 2 weeks ago, I believe.
Right.
Great show, in my opinion. I watched it with my girl. We both found it quite funny. And, yeah. So, since then, there's been some controversy surrounding it, which is not uncommon when it comes to Dave Chappelle. But in this case, I do not understand why there's controversy, because the things with Dave Chappelle, and I've said this about him recently, yeah. The man's just an amazing storyteller. He's probably the best storyteller of all time. But he just happens to be funny as well. Now, I'm not sure, like I said, like, you haven't watched his most recent stand-up. Have you watched any Dave Chappelle, like, any of his stand-ups?
Long time ago, man. I was never really watching him like that anyway. I only saw a few things.
Are you into stand-up comedy? Like,
yeah, of course.
Murphy's, Richard Pryor, yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. So I would say Dave Chappelle is the GOAT in terms of not just like busting jokes and all that.
The thing about it, sorry, the only thing I'll say about stand-up comedies, yeah, so obviously, it's weird, because with stand-up comedies, I've never actually like, attach myself to a certain person where like, all right, you're the sickest. I just like a bit of everything, anybody. It's not comedy. I think that you could do it right. I listen to you. I probably forget about you for months. Yeah. I find this person, that person, innit? So I'm never actually following.
I'm not hardcore. I don't go to like comedy clubs and all that, but I am into like my like, you know, like the American comedians, you know, like Chris Rock's, Bernie Max and all that. I do like to like rank them on some sort. Like I'm a big fan of them a lot. But yeah, that's like slightly different. And basically, what's happened with Dave Chappelle is the LGBTQIA plus community are after him for some trans jokes he appeared to make.
Yeah.
And basically what's happened is an employee of Netflix staged a walkout. And then the CEO came out with a statement saying, look, Dave is entitled to free speech just like anyone else, blah, blah, blah. He caught some flack for that. I think he came out with another statement, basically apologizing. And now we have a protest. I think it was 100 people protest outside Netflix. Trans community are quite mad at the moment. So I just wanted to get your view on it, to be honest. Yeah. Even though I know you haven't watched the actual stand up.
No, I got the gist. So yeah, so he's made comments. So from what my understanding is, so he's made a few comments. He's not actually, he didn't actually say what he's being accused of saying, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because I feel like the energy he's receiving for this one is quite uncalled for, because his last one came out 2 years ago, Sticks and Stones. He said a lot more like mad things in it. So I don't understand why they're coming from this one. I think why people are quite mad at the moment is because basically this is what I'm trying to get from it. Because I haven't watched it quite recently. But when I did watch it, what stood out for me is what I can understand why the trans community might be mad is that he was basically defending what J.K. Rowling said. And basically what she's been calling the media lately for a lot of flack for a couple of tweets she's made.
Isn't that like a year ago or something with J.K. Rowling?
Yeah, she's been for the past 2-3 years about it. And it's not, she hasn't said anything directly to the trans community. What she's been saying, she's a feminist on the scene, so she's defending women's rights and that. She doesn't like the idea that this whole like gender don't exist. Or like if you have that type of way of thinking, then you're basically saying women don't exist. All the things that's happened to women in the past don't exist. Like you're trying to exit out. And she basically just defended women. I think Dave was basically saying, yeah, I'm on her side.
Mm.
I'm reiterating what she's saying. I defend what she's saying. Which I think there's nothing wrong with that. In my personal opinion.
You know what? Mostly before... Mostly there's a little thing to be said even before what he said. So obviously, J.K. Rowling has said what she said. So I feel like it's become a subject in itself where people want to educate people, because with this thing with like the, so apparently there's a difference between sex and gender. But so I obviously initially when we were growing up, I thought it was the same thing.
Sex is what biological. You're assigned at birth.
Yeah, by so biological.
Yeah, it's what you're assigned at birth.
And gender is the understanding that when I say it, gender's more to do with in your head, like in your mind, what you identify.
Yeah. So they say if you live up to like certain societal norms and all that, that's what they're trying to apply. That's what gender is basically.
So can you say that you're? Hold on. So what would you say your sex is, male or female, or what's gender, male or female, or sex, male or female?
Sex is male or female.
All right, so what's a boy and a girl then? That gender?
Oh, you're battling in my head.
No, because I've heard there's, so we've been told that there's a difference. That's what people are now saying in most recent times, that there's a difference between. They're saying that it gets conflated, and they're trying to say there's a difference between sex and gender. So,
females have a what? Double X chromosome, yeah?
Yeah.
And males have an XY chromosome. Yeah. Please tell me I got that right, because I can't remember. It might be the other way around, isn't it?
Yeah, it might be the other way around.
Let me Google it. Yeah, I'm right, yeah. So if you're male, you have an XY chromosome. It's just a fact. It's a fact.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, people out there that don't like that, but it's just a cold fact. It's not me saying that. That's
No. I think everyone knows that. Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah.
But what JK Rowling was trying to get is that is a fact. That is a stone cold fact, because you obviously live in a day and age now where you've got this non-binary and stuff like that, where gender don't exist and all that.
Right.
Yeah. So she was just defending what she believes in, isn't it? And what Dave Chappelle, he's just doubling down on what she's saying. That's why I feel like he's got all the flat. Because what I've noticed as well, but this stand-up, yeah, it's so funny in how people react, yeah. Dave Chappelle never said anything direct to the trans community, yeah? But he did say one thing towards white people. He said he has a problem towards white people, yeah? Obviously, as a joke. Yeah.
Before you start, give it for the audience watching that haven't seen that, just give a bit of context to what he means by that.
So he was basically saying, oh, if you notice over my stand-ups over the years, I never have a problem with people that are like part of the LGBTQ community or etc. Yeah. My problem has always been with white people. You know what I'm saying? And he said it in a way better version than I did, or some old comedian, innit? But no one, I don't hear no like actual white people coming out and complaining and saying, Dave Chappelle said he's got a problem with white people. He's racist, blah, blah, blah. That's not getting thrown around. What's getting thrown around that he's transphobic.
Mm.
Yeah. And I feel like it's a term that just gets thrown around quite loosely. Not just transphobic, but anything that ends with like phobic, innit? Transphobic, if you're homophobic, transphobic, whatever, like that means you have a fear of certain people or things or whatever. Do you know what I'm saying?
I just want to talk about this bit. You see this phobic thing, right? Because when I first heard about it, I find it a bit of a funny terminology. And the reason why I find it a funny terminology, yeah, is because, you know, obviously before we knew of this sort of transphobic, before that there was homophobic, right? Yeah. When you hear about phobic, it's got the word phobia in it. So phobia, the definition is meant to be like you said, like the fear of things. So if someone says they've got a phobia of spiders, it's the fear of spiders. They feel very uncomfortable. They get anxious around them, and like anything else, someone will say that they've got a fear of snakes. Someone, you know, what I mean? A phobia of snakes or that kind of stuff. So when we say homophobic and like transphobic, the way it's demonstrated is to say that you don't like them, not because you're scared of them, but because you wanna discriminate against them. You wanna put them beneath you. But we use the terminology. But I thought the term phobia is not about like saying you're down here, I'm above you. Oh, I don't like you because you're this. The term phobia is meant to come from the notion that I'm scared of you, or I feel uncomfortable around you. So when you're saying that, are we using the wrong terminology when we say like this phobia?
Yeah. Because it's like you say you're like homophobic. Yeah, it's like,
because we don't say race phobic. You know what I mean? And
I'm trying to word this in a way, but it's not gonna come out mad. Yeah. It's like, do you know what? Growing up, Jesus, I might get cancelled, bro. I might get cancelled. You might have to do this podcast on your own from now on, bro.
Come on, just.
No, I'm joking. No, what I'm trying to say is this, like, when I was younger, like, it was the norm back then that like, you don't want to be a homosexual, do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah?
Okay.
You don't want to be.
Primary school times when...
Primary school days, man. I'm talking primary school days, man. You don't want to be a homosexual, innit? Yeah? So I can see that's more attached to like homophobia, where the individual self does not want to be that.
I get where you're going with this now. Yeah, I know you're not.
But even though when you're like 7, 8, 9, 10 or whatever, you're not really into girls like that, are you? Yeah, you're not into anything, really. You're not even thinking about that. But you use homophobic slurs in primary school, which was wrong, yeah? But at the end of the day, that's probably a thing where it's like, no, I don't want to be that.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that because I know what it comes with.
Yeah, you know it comes with hit to social status at the time.
It's like, do you know what it is? It's like you have to articulate in a way. It's like, do you know what? I don't hate gay, I don't hate homosexuals. I just hate the idea of me being a homosexual. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because in primary school, the reason why, because in primary school, like, bro, you gotta remember, bro, like,
this is the early 90s as well.
Kids can be cruel at school. So, like, when kids come up with a concept, yeah, they're relentless with this concept. Once they go in their head, they just run with it. They'll think of the most maddest thing. So that obviously that's come the homophobic thing at primary school, yeah. Obviously, but this conversation is very different. We've got so many avenues to this conversation. Maybe get back onto the Dave Chappelle thing, but there's things before that, yeah, for it to make more sense. That's why I like these kind of these shows that we do. But the thing with the homophobic at primary school, so obviously no kid has just come up with that, man. Do you know what I mean? That's come from somewhere. That's come from like adults at the time when we were kids or like other kids. Yeah. When you're hearing them saying derogatory things, and then you kind of just took that upon us to go into schools and say that, man. When you're kids, like, you're right, bro. Like, you're not really into anything, man. Well, yes, you like. Yeah, you may like. All right, let's just say this. You may like girls, but you don't like them like that. But you like them. That makes sense.
Yeah, but you wouldn't. Yeah. If you would see your boy in school, you would see your friend kiss a girl. From what I mean, you'd be like, I'm talking
five, seven, 100%.
It'd be, but if it was a boy, you'd be like, but you'd probably say even more than ew. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So even regardless of who it is, even if it's like you said, a girl, you probably say or like you take or that person's getting bantered. That person's getting bantered for a long time. Yeah, there'll be people saying like remember that song in primary school. So and so kissing in the tree, KASSING, all that stuff. That's gonna be following you a good month or something, man. Yeah. I just think, bro, there was like in primary school, I remember there was barlet phobia, bro. You got a size one, bro, you come over. You know what I mean? Did y'all pick it was to get a haircut? Because normally at the time, before you knew about all these footballer haircuts, you get a size one. The only people that were blessed in primary school were people that had, if you're a guy, was someone that has like cornrows, yeah, or like long hair or something. But if you come in with like a size one, it's peak. You come in with a haircut, you get your woolly hat on, and the teachers are saying to you, take your hat off, and you don't want to take your hat off, isn't it? And then they see it, and people are like, ooh. Next thing you know, you're sitting in classroom, someone comes around to you, slap around the head. You remember that? Yeah. There was all these.
Yeah, primary school was brutal, man. Any distinctive feature of you are, bro. Kids are cruel, fam.
Yeah, but the thing is, adults are way worse. But the thing about it though, yeah, so back to what you're saying about the homophobia in school, with this homophobic thing like kind of stuff, I just feel like we didn't actually really understand what we were saying.
Yeah,
when we were saying it, it's like we know what it meant, we didn't know what it meant, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
like we knew that we were saying we didn't know it was like it was because here's the thing, bro. Who, if you think about it, as much as we were saying, like, oh, like you was like the fear was all more about you, you don't want to be like the idea of you being what people are keep teasing other people about being or something. It's like, if you've been honest. At that age, no one was 100% straight, or you know what I'm trying to say, no one was 100% straight, gay or bi at the time anyway.
Yeah.
So like no one was really anything. So like we're saying,
we didn't mean anything. We can only speak from ourselves, innit?
Yeah, I know. I'm just
I would assume the majority of what you're saying, I'm repeating what you're saying. I would say the majority feels like that, but obviously. There's some exceptions out there where people come out and say, no, I knew I was gay when I was at four.
Yeah, I know that. So obviously I can't cover that bit. I know, but I'm saying in general, I'm coming from a generalized point of view, whether that's right or wrong. But what I'm trying to say is though, no one, I feel like with things like that, no one it's more to do with what was being said. Like, for example, like the homophobic thing at primary school. I don't think anyone really understood what they were saying. Like, when they were saying it, yeah? Because it's more to do with one person said it, two people said it, and then, like, all these other people started becoming a thing where no one wanted to be what it is. There'll be no proof or evidence of someone even being, like, really, at the time, someone that maybe swing that way, but people were just saying it. Bro, people in football, like, if you missed a goal, someone would say, oh, you're so gay. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So it was a thing that it's like at the primary school, we become obsessed with these concepts that they don't even understand why we're saying it. Yeah, I mean, you keep repeating it for anything.
I remember I'm kind of baiting myself out here right now. But I said something where in school where they've done something to the playground or a classroom, where they added a wall or something and they just limited our space. And I was just like, oh, that's gay. and then this girl was like, she said something, like, why'd you say that for? I was like, shut up, man. And I was just like, but to me, I didn't, like, you know, you, like you said, you say something, you just run with it, innit?
Yeah, but you didn't even know why.
That action happening, that rule being added, that's limiting our space to students, that's got nothing to do with being homosexual or whatever. Yeah. I was like, that's gay. Do you know what I'm saying? Now, if I'm still saying that now, I'm a big age at 23, and there's a problem there.
Yeah.
But you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, back to the whole term in terms of that, like, homophobic and fear, and the fear coming from oneself and all that, like the individual. It's like, even if you're anti, I think that's what it is. You're anti-this, you're anti-gay, you're anti-trans, or anti-whatever, yeah. Even if you were to aim that at Dave Chappelle, you still couldn't, because that's not the case. It's not anti-none of that. Do you know what I'm saying? So I just feel like he's catching all this flack for nothing, and it's just media attention.
Can you... sorry, hold on a second. I got to turn that light off. My dad turned it on, man.
Every week.
Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is? Because last week I didn't do this, I prepared and turned it off. So on the screen, it looks, we need to get back in the studio.
Just do it now.
Do it now. Can't see myself, man.
Yeah, this whole, I say this every week. Unprofessional.
The thing is, though, you say unprofessional, we're at home, so it's on Zoom. So this wouldn't happen.
Yeah, true. But I really see my TV in the background and all that. I'm not gonna lie, I lost my train of thought, bro.
No, you're saying with David Chappelle, yeah, he said, so what did he actually say, like, really? Why do people feel like...
I'm trying to remember what he actually said. No, he did say something. He was like, oh, you see with trans women, the thing they got that's called the vaginas and all that. He was basically trying to say it's not really vaginas, are they?
Yeah.
Now, you can interpret it like however you want in it, yeah? I've got my own interpretation of that. I'm pretty sure you do as well, yeah? But really, like, really, man? Really? And he brought another good point he brought up as well. The baby. The baby was moving reckless recently, innit?
Yeah.
There's some mad comments in there about HIV and AIDS and all that.
Use that, Dave Chappelle. The whole uproar.
No, the baby, the rapper.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
And basically, he's basically trying to say, oh, so the baby came out and said all these things, yeah, but man, the brands were dropping him and all that, from Boohoo and all that.
Yeah.
But he was basically trying to say, but the baby shot someone. The baby actually killed someone. He shot another black person. So in America, he's like, you can kill someone, you can kill a black person, kill an N-word, but don't hurt a gay person's feelings. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like you just pointing out the hypocrisy in all this, man.
Yeah, that's
like, I salute Dave Chappelle so much, man.
Yeah,
he says things that we're all just thinking, but we're just all afraid to not say it. Like, we're all afraid.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing with. Oh. Do you know what? It's very similar to like what Chucky covered on his show as well, dude. That little argument there, what you're saying. It's like.
Yeah.
sometimes you know what you'll do, yeah. And I feel like because stand up thing with comedy, yeah. You want to make a point, yeah, that's been bugging you for a time. And you know what? It's, I think it's one of the ones that I'm gonna kind of repeat the same, but I'm gonna say my own like language of sport. It's like I feel like because obviously he knows he's got a certain audience.
Yeah.
Right? You know when you got a certain audience, yeah, and they're around you for a time. And they just do, and then in that audience, you just know there's a bunch of people in that audience that they mess with you, but they do things you just dislike or that they shouldn't be doing. And you're like, do you know what? You're not gonna come to my show. Okay, cool, fair enough. And you pay for it. But I'm gonna call you out. I'm gonna use my profession or my job to tell you about yourself. But I'm gonna do it in a way where I'll be like, hey, it's just a bit of comedy and fun. But I want you to take the point, but I'm gonna do it in a way that's I don't know. Not out of like job boundaries. So you could say this is a bit of stand-up comedian. People will hope people get the message, but you'll convey it in a way where it's like, oh, it's part of the job. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's bugging me. And do you know what? He probably wants to say that for a while.
Yeah, and even one of the Wayans brothers, I think it was Keenan or Damon, basically trying to say he freed the slaves. Basically, essentially what he's saying is that, oh, he's letting all the comedians say what they want now, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm someone who obviously like pro-free speech and all that, and as long as it's not as long as it's not hate speech, which I don't believe what David was doing, yeah? It's all terms and purposes, it's comedy, in it, yeah? It's here to make people laugh, in it, yeah? And tell stories and experience and all that, yeah? I'm not gonna lie, actually, what's the point when I was gonna talk about that? My head's all over the gaff.
Nah.
But with Dave, what annoys me as well is that he had a story as well about transgender named Daphne. He met on the comedy circuit. So great story as well. Basically saying how he became friends with her and all that. They would do different comedy shows and all that, and she committed suicide. You know, she committed suicide. No one knows the reason why.
Mm.
No one knows the reason why. No one likes to bring this up. So how do you not know she committed suicide for the flat she was getting because she was friends with Dave Chappelle, or she's lying herself with Dave Chappelle?
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? It's like no one seems to bring this up, man. It's like we're only getting this. People only want you to see a small part of the story.
Mm.
And it's really jarring, man. And okay, that's what I was going to say as well, yeah? In terms of comedy and all that, I would make... Say if I was in charge of the land assignment, or the leader of the free world fam, I'm telling you, man, I'd make comedians exempt from... They could say absolutely anything. Yeah? Because they're comedians at the end of the day, bro. They're not held to a high standard, bro. They're not politicians, bro. Now, my man Boris is coming out and saying all this stuff, I'm like, yeah, you're a mad guy. Because he's the Prime Minister of the UK, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Talk about a comedian here, bruv. It's just ridiculous, man.
Do you think...
That annoys me so much.
Do you think that... As much as we... Listen, man, like, at the end of the day, life's for living. We want to have fun. Bro, we want life to be as fun as possible. We don't want things to be boring. Do you think, as an audience, that we... If we... Let's say, for example, like you said what you said, that if you was in charge of the land, you was able to communicate whatever they want. Do you think one
without any repercussions?
Without any repercussions, which by the way, that's not possible. We'll talk about the repercussions in a second. But what I would say, like, for example, okay. that means people, I think a lot of people that consume comedy, they don't even understand comedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not only that, they don't understand. They don't. They think they understand it. They may understand it to extent, but not as much as they think they do. Because what you're saying is a whole new level. Yeah. Not only that, but do you know how much comedians will probably get cancelled?
Mm.
Yeah. If they just said like what they wanted to say.
So yeah. So no. It's. Do you know what? must be hard, man. If you're like an up-and-coming comedian in today's world, man, and you're seeing what's happening to Dave, Dave Chappelle, you're probably like, I don't stand a chance. My comedy has to be centered around being PC. Do you know what I'm saying? And that irritates me so much. I don't know why, because I'm not a comedian myself, but you don't have to be a comedian. Yeah, because that comes into like free speech as well. So yeah, I'm just feeling right. A lot of people don't even understand the concept of comedy.
No, they don't, because it's the thing. Like if you're doing like, I feel like we're stand-up comedians, bro. A lot of it is they freestyle on top of their head. They don't even know what they were gonna say before.
Mm.
They're in the crowd, yeah. It's a lot of it's hype. Someone's laughing, they're laughing, and then it's like they push their luck, isn't it, and they see how far they can go until there's a mad reaction in the opposite way. Because you notice with comedy, yeah, someone you bust the first joke, it breaks the ice, and then you may like say someone you may in the crowd, yeah. This is why if you're like proper sensitive, don't stand at the front of a comedy show, yeah. And do not go. And if you're in a couple, don't go to the front. If you're that, if you take things too much to heart, go to the back or something. Go somewhere where you're not really debating the crowd. Because you know why? These fellow comedians, what they do, yeah. You got this crowd. You say one thing, it'll be light, and then you kind of push your luck and you say more and more things and see how far you can get away
with. See how push you can
throw. And you level it up a little bit, see what you can get away with, what's the reaction. And then as more people laugh and laugh, that means that's the indication that people are vibing with this show that you're putting on. Yeah. And you'll say something a bit more outrageous. Yeah. That, you know, you can't even get away with outside this whole thing. Yeah. That's the kind of thing that I'll probably do as well, man. If I was a comedian, I'd probably do the same.
Yeah.
I would never say something. I would never say something, yeah, if I was doing the show, yeah, to maliciously hurt someone's feelings. Yeah, I feel like
that's never a comedian's intent. That's never. I mean,
you know what? But you don't know that for sure, though. You don't know that for sure. We can't speak for all of them, though. We can like to think that's what you'll do, but
You're right, actually. Because you could actually be a hateful person, like, you know, I could just disguise this on the comedy. You're actually right, yeah. I never thought about it.
Bro, because there could be some comedian that's racist, yeah, and just wants to mock black people in a scene that they say, like, well, it's comedy. And really and truly, but you feel like that anyway. Yeah. And this is the only
job.
And by the way, not in that, you can actually get paid.
You're living off it.
Yeah. Paid to mock it, yeah, in a place where you know that's the only place you can get away with it, and you can earn peas out of it. That's a piss take, man.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, actually. You're absolutely right, man. But I feel like with comedians, man, like, you know, you think this is bad. Have you seen Eddie Murphy in the 80s? Imagine Eddie Murphy was coming up today. There wouldn't be an Eddie Murphy. There wouldn't be a Delirious of all. That means there wouldn't be a Boomerang. There wouldn't be a Shrek.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't the main character in Shrek. He was one of the main characters. But you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you're canceling someone before they even evolve, man. Let them evolve. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. It's like, this whole comedy thing, because honestly, it's only in recent years where comedians are getting pulled online, because the social media thing, they're getting backlash. It's only in recent years that it's starting to come now, isn't it? Where people are like, no, you can't do that. Or what it is with the and people have touched, quite a few people have touched on this, with like the comedians, there has to be consequences. There's consequences in life for anything you do, good or bad. But if you're going to say the things, then you have to be prepared to...
Be prepared for it.
Yeah. So what you got to do, so it's similar to what people have been saying, that if you're going to say something, let's say, for example, you have, I don't know, let's just say, for example, you're starting off and you've got, I don't know, let's say 200 people attend your show, you're up and coming, you're just starting out your craft in this game, and 200 people came, yeah? And like, you've done your first few shows, it was good, and then you start stepping up another level. Let's say, for example, by show number 5, you're still this new person, you've done your first 4 shows with 200 people, and you had a little bit, and then you added, I don't know, 50 more, 250 now, right? And you say something, you have to be prepared that, let's say, for example, the people that were here for the first four shows, by the fifth show, they ain't coming back anymore because you're upset a few of them. Because that way, what you're doing, you're getting a more authentic audience that they like you, regardless of what you said on that day, and that they're there for you. Do you know what I mean? And at the same time, you're not kind of like suppressing your occupation. Yeah, you're not half doing your job with the fear that you ain't got a next show. I don't know how the comedian that game works. How are they employed by like a label or something are they that self-employed? I don't know how it works, kind of stuff, but
self-partner. So yeah, so they will get an agent, obviously, once they build up the audience and like that, they will get someone that will pick them up, like an agent.
Yeah. Because with comedians, If they get a lot of backlash, yeah, and obviously social media is very powerful, so it'll find its way to the people that have the agents, whoever is giving you whatever platform. Is it possible that they could say, okay, you ain't got a show no more because you're upset with people? Is it possible?
Sorry, but I'm not gonna lie. Someone just came in. Could you repeat that last bit?
Yeah. So you know, with like comedians, right? If they like.
Yeah.
Usually they've got agents and whatever. Like, is it a case where, say, for example, one day, a lot of people on social media or however they're going to voice their opinions, it's going to make their way to like the people that have given you a platform. Is it possible that they say, okay, cool. So many people have said that you stepped out of line. We're no longer going to give you some work. Is that possible?
Yeah, 100%.
Cool. Exactly. So this is where it's kind of like the thing with comedians is like, what you want, like you said, what you're saying is more ideal because People, you got to remember the consumer. It's hard to make everyone happy because you want an audience that's going to pay their money to go to the show. So they want your best work. They don't want watered down versions or you biting your tongue.
They want the most real, authentic you.
Exactly. Yeah. They don't want you biting
they
your
want what's
tongue.
On their tin.
Yeah, they don't want you biting your tongue every 5 minutes. Because if you think about it from an audience point of view, that's a bit of a piss take. So I'm meant to pay however much money I'm going to a show. And you're not giving me the full service. You're not performing to your full capabilities because you feel like you've got to be stiff around half a dozen people, whoever that is. So what am I paying my money for then? There's no point.
Yeah, that's why I like big up the Netflix CEO. I think his name's Sandros or something. They actually backed Dave Chappelle because I thought they was gonna pull it because when it came out, I didn't watch it straight away in it, and there was these rumors about it might get pulled from Netflix and that because of what was said or whatever. And I was like, well, I've got to watch this ASAP. So if you know you've got that. That support, that backup, that's good because obviously people are so quick to like, oh, let's cancel this. Now, for example, someone like the baby, I can understand why he's being cancelled because he's being downright ignorant.
Nah, he's been out. He's out of order.
And they're talking reckless. And
bro, that thing with the baby, that was just so, it came out of nowhere. It was so random, like, because he was doing music and out of nowhere, this guy's just for people probably know about this already, but now he's probably. For context here, if you haven't seen this, where he's performing on stage at a concert, his art is live, and out of nowhere he starts saying something about I can't remember the quotes. I know some of the content in the quotes. I don't know the exact order.
Hold up your liars.
Yeah.
If you're not
there out here sucking dick or something like something mad like that out of nowhere. Yeah. I don't think you can defend them whatsoever.
Oh, speaking of rappers talking reckless, fam.
Yeah.
Your boy Boosie. Boosie badass.
Yeah, you should.
He moving. He's moving, bro. The group chat is popping off right now.
Let's get these tweets up, bro.
Yeah. Boosie, I love your music. I love you, bro, but I can't defend you on this one, bro.
Yeah.
Like, this is fresh. I think this morning or last night.
Yeah.
Basically, Boosie's been having a little back and forth with Lil Nas X for the past couple of months, isn't it? And he's been on different platforms like Vlad and all that. But he went ham on Twitter last night, bro. I don't know if you can even read this one, but let's try and attempt. Boosie tweeted last night, stop trolling me. the word that rhymes with maggot is with an F, can't say it. You're a whole you're a whole bitch playing with gangster. SMH, you can keep sucking D and getting F in your ass in peace. I would too. Oh my God, you hate yourself. And I would too if I was you, Lil Nas X. If you commit suicide, you'd be doing as well a huge favor. Nobody wants you here. I think it goes on as well, bro.
It does.
No, that's stop playing with the straight.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
Right. Nobody wants you here.
Think about nobody wants you here. Now that is hate speech, bro. That is.
Now, you see, that's the thing I'm going to say to you. So, obviously, so that, my thoughts on. So, when it comes to like speech, right? I agree with. I feel like there has to be a thing where you need to have, as human rights, you need to be able to have the right for freedom of speech, but not absolute freedom of speech. Absolute freedom of speech is where you're just saying the most maddest, you're saying things, yeah, the most disgusting. Do you want this, though? If you think about it, though.
If it's with the intention to divide and cause chaos.
Divisive and like.
Yeah, like. Because then again, everyone's subjective. And then look what's happening with the protests and all that. Someone like me, because obviously I'm not from that community. I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. Someone probably deeply affected by it, but I can't see it.
No, but that's not you. That's not you saying that they ain't got right for the freedom of speech. That's just you saying that. Yeah, you can say what you want, but I don't think it's called for. It's not you saying that you don't think they've got rights to say what they're saying.
Yeah.
No, yeah. You just don't think to your personal mind, you're saying, well, there's nothing really in it. That's what you're saying. There's a difference.
Yeah, but for someone else, there's something that's not in it. So
yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Everyone's different. Everyone's gonna react different. So it's like, I always want to make sure it's a consequence always gonna match the action or something. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because let's say, which I don't think, because you can't cancel a goat. Yeah. Like, say they were just like, cut off his deal with Netflix and all that. So what, you're gonna try to stop man eating from that, right? Even though he's comfortable with that, you're gonna try to stop man eating because what was said in his comedy special and which was backed by the CEO of Netflix. And is in my personal opinion, there's no hate speech in it. You get what I'm saying? So now when you see something like this is reckless from Boosie, fam, proper reckless, fam. I'm not gonna lie. I think he might be finished, bro. He actually might be finished.
Yeah, do you know why? Because what you've done, this is what I don't understand about it. But this is what I don't understand, dude. Surely I don't understand how what's going through people's minds, isn't it? Because surely, like, you've seen how people before you have been cancelled, yeah, for saying things, yeah? And what's worse, the whole thing, what's worse about this whole thing is there's been people that have probably been wrongfully cancelled, something they didn't even actually say. So you saying something that is obvious and blatant, obviously that's wrong, isn't it? You're saying it, like, willy-nilly on Twitter, bro, blue tick, verify the account, everything, we all know it's you, like... You got fans that listen to your music, probably ain't gonna listen to your music no more because what you just said, because they're gonna. No. He's actually saying like geography slurs, isn't it? Yeah, he's saying hateful speech. Yeah, he's not that. That's not banter. Look at the context that you're going back and forth with someone, and you're being homophobic, and not even that. You're basically saying that you hope he dies and. What? That's mad, man. That's actually proper mad, dude.
Bro, know that this tweet, so it sounds like he's been holding in, bro. Do you know what? Boosie actually might be gay, bro.
What?
If you think about it, Boosie actually might be gay.
Boosie's the one who's calling him the stuff, right?
Yeah. But I'm just saying, you're so, like I said, this is not a new between the two. They've been having a back and forth for a few months now, bro. But it's like, I remember when we went on a breakfast club. The thing is with Boosie, man, you got to understand what type of person he's. Man. He's an ignorant brother from the south, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? And he's old school in it, yeah. Because I do. He's entertaining. He's a rapper, so I do find him entertaining. What he says and his music. I don't listen to his music that much in it, but mainly I'm watching certain interviews and all that. Yeah. You gotta understand who he is, bro. He's someone who's quite ignorant, bro. Yeah. So you gotta take everything he says with a pinch of salt, bro. Yeah. Like you're an ignorant guy from the south, bro, yeah. But this here, yeah, you've been so focused on Lil Nas X. Yeah, and yeah, sorry. My head's a bit gone today, but I'll keep switching points. He was on the Breakfast Club recently, and he said, motherfuckers out here trying to be straight, and you got Lil Nas X out here. I'm like, and even Charlamagne called him out as well, bro. What do you mean trying to be straight, bro? No one tries to be straight. You're just straight or you're not, fam. So it's like,
he's basically trying to say that he's trying to fight
the fact he feels like this whole, this gay agenda's being pushed onto us, onto the black community, onto the hip-hop community in America. With that, it's like, he's like, just leave us alone. We're just trying to be straight out of it. But it's like, it's the way you word it, though. No one trying to be straight, man. You are in it, fam.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm straight. You're straight. No one, like, I don't enforce my straightness when I'm out in public or nothing. Like, do you know what I'm saying? I don't, like, you are in it, yeah? So I'm just trying to think, bro. You going off on this tangent on Twitter and all the whole back and forth and you saying trying to be straight, bro. Boosie might be a gay fan.
Wait, so are you saying that because he's... Are you saying that he's protesting too much, basically?
Yeah, bro, you're too, like...
Like, you're obsessed. You're obsessed with this concept that you keep mentioning at every opportunity. What is really going on here?
Yeah, exactly. What's actually going on? Because you know what, like, Lil Nas X, man, he's What's the word for it? What's the flipping word, man? Where you just divide opinion, you divide fan base and all that.
Like Marmite?
Yeah, no, there's actual term for it, I just can't remember in it, yeah, but he just divides a lot. Now, I've got my own opinion on Lil Nas X, innit, yeah?
Yeah.
But, bruh, Boosie, fam, you seem too focused on another man and what he's doing and all that, bro. Like, the man's coming, he's in the industry, he's making music. I don't think he's... I don't even know how it's considered as rap or hip-hop, bro. Like, I don't know what it is, fam. It's not rap. It's not the rap I listen to, innit? Or hip-hop I listen to, yeah? So let the man do his thing in his ends, because you're going through all this, you're doing the most, yeah? You're coming out with a tweet, yeah? And it's definitely come from you, it's a verified account, yeah? Your whole career might be finished. He might be finished. As we're talking, as we're recording right now, you know how many probably business deals he's losing right now, how many sponsorships he's losing right now?
Like, on the spot, like, you just lost this 5 minutes. Yeah. Someone else has contacted you, oh, we're dropping you too.
And Dan, where he is, down in South, where he is, I know he's like, he's got his own cereal and all that, he's got his own drinks and all that, bro, like his own alcohol, like, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, you just ended your whole career, bro, for what? A stupid tweet.
Do you know what's mad? Do you think it's a point he's fully lost his head? Because it's like, do you know what? When you say that he's been holding it in for, if it comes across like he's been holding it in hand, it actually does look like that. Because you know the ones where, that's why I question.
One said you should kill yourself, bro. That's
fat. Yeah, see? What's wrong with you? That's why I kind of agree that you might be right because he's holding it in because... Now that's not you're saying homophobic tweets.
Now that's hate, bro. That's hate.
You're saying kill yourself, bro. Like you have to feel some type of way. That's not right, man. None of it is right, innit? But you're saying like you're a cute. I'm like, that's a bit mad, bro. You're tweeting this. You know the consequences. Surely he must know the consequences of social media, what you say, yeah. By now. You've seen people being cancelled for things that they say. And some people being cancelled and probably shouldn't have been cancelled because they didn't even do anything wrong. But people being cancelled for it. So you're there, you're probably thinking, you know, I don't care. It's been holding in for time that you just, you're amid, how do you say the word, man? Amygdala. Sorry, I'm mispronouncing it as it's gone, innit? Yeah.
So what did you just say, buff?
Amygdala. So I just said it right. So it's basically a part of your brain that regulates your, regulates, how do I say that? I should know this because I did sports psychology in it. Right, like it regulates your emotion. So once it's been shut off, you're not thinking, you're just doing it. So you're angry, like in a moment, you're not listening to nothing. It's almost like stop, you just keep going. because you're not your it's been shut off. So he's on this, he's obviously on Twitter, just tweeting, just throwing all kinds of mad things out there. Also, he says his tweets, and he says, "Oh, we'd be better off without you, kill yourself, you're an F, you're a this." He's not thinking about the consequences after that. He's just doing it. He's probably typing so fast, bro. Like, he can't, it's probably, I haven't looked at the finer details, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's got flipping punctuation mistakes in there. You know, them ones, like, full stops missing, things in the wrong order, because he's just gone.
Man's gonna come up, like, yeah, man, my car was hacked, bro.
they always come up with that, man. But yeah, he said that's a madness. So, like, there's a line between freedom of speech and absolute freedom of speech, because by that logic, bro, if we say that everyone should say have absolute freedom of speech, that means there'll be no consequences for anything. Online abuse will be okay, because I can say what I want. I've got a right to word my verbal thoughts. Do you know what I mean? And we know that you can't just say whatever and anything you want. Otherwise, no one be getting arrested for, like, racially abusing someone online if they get caught. Do you know what I mean? There'll be no accounts. There's so much different forms of social media, bro. There'll be no accounts being, like, blocked. You know, dating apps, for example. You know, dating apps these days, you have to have, like, certain guidelines to protect people. You can't just be saying whatever you want on dating apps, like, you know, hitting your Bumble, your Hinge. There'll be no consequences whatsoever. So that's why it can't be absolute freedom of speech, but it should be a level of freedom of speech, yeah, of course. But what he's saying is out of order.
Bang out of order, man. Bang out of order.
I don't know why.
I would like to see his comeback for this, man. I'd like to see it, man, because I think his career's in the drain now. There's a good chance it's in the drain. But do you know what, man? We'll see in it. For that, guys, we'll wrap up there. Obviously, very good episode today. I like today's episode, man. That was very sick, man. Very insightful. And just let us know what you think in the comments and that, in terms of, like, what you said as well, in terms of, like, speech and absolute freedom of speech, and in terms of getting a backlash on consequences, man. Because I said a few things on this podcast and then you replied back to me. I was like, oh, do you know what? You're actually right. So,
yeah, because I feel like with this kind of conversation, and there's many more conversations like this to be had, and in different scenarios as well. Because one of the conversations you can keep having, but yeah, like CJ just said, leave your thoughts in the comments below when you watch this. Subscribe, like, share, and we do appreciate you guys. I want to say that me and CJ are out. Peace.